Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy.
You know you're on the air, Leroy.
He's incredible.
I did.
He's incredible. I mean, it's really
I had to mute him because it worries me, the things that he's watching.
I'm just watching the Badger video.
For technological snafu.
It was a bunch of cussing afterwards, too.
Thank God for JFig for, you know, sending a message on our private chat saying that, thankfully, Badger video stopped because of the amount of cussing. She was looking up.
I put it on. I had it on silent. I turned the volume down.
You were watching it beforehand.
When it started, right? I tried to turn it down,
dude.
I turned it down, but I'm telling you,
that was a risk, man.
That's why Tobin, because that's you. You try to catch it.
A badger? I don't think I'd mess with a badger, dude. They're pretty vicious. Iguana. That's another thing. By the way, just getting back into my Twitter account, man. People were really mad that I scared Giannis.
Oh, with the lizard.
Yeah, man.
Told you.
I mean, the iguana, frozen iguana.
People were so mad about that.
Yeah, bro.
I was just having fun.
You were, not him.
He was having a little fun.
The trepidation was on his face right there. Oh, my God. He was scared.
He looked like he was ready to get up and go.
I mean, he was smiling up until that moment.
No, because, like, the question he asked you was, like, a legit, like, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like you just told him something. He's like, wait a minute, I wasn't prepared for this. And I bet you the Heat people, the Heat PR people were like, oh boy.
Well, I think it's important to, I didn't even say, Omar said, you can't tell people about the iguanas. Let that be a surprise.
Yeah.
One guy said, he's been here for
my backyard yesterday.
He's been here for 10 minutes and look at what Tobin does.
Yep.
He already,
after saying he didn't know if he wanted him.
You scared the poor man.
Riz McGiz says, me calling the police to get Tobin to stop.
I've been trying for 10 years. It don't matter. He not.
Guy says, where does Tobin live? We just want to talk with an angry mob gif.
We just want to talk.
He's ruined. This is crazy. He's ruined Jimmy Butler, and now he's ruined Giannis. This has to stop. He's a double agent from Boston.
Oh, man.
Wow.
You can accuse him of living. I think that hurts the most.
Yeah,
right?
I think that hurts Tobin the most.
The double agent hurts the most because there's nobody who's more heat than him.
Damn, why you did this segment, the final segment of the show?
What the F is this, bro? Didn't you learn your lesson from Jimmy? The Jimmy thing wasn't my fault.
It was
your fault.
Yeah, it was. JFig?
You kept going back and forth to Pat and to Jimmy.
Thank you.
He said this. He said that. He said this.
JFig.
Showing
that picture of Bam smiling.
It bothers you.
The Bam pictures is like, really? Like,
no, it's what he said after this.
Just like,
no. That's when Bam looked at him like, bro,
really?
Really?
Like, yeah, like it. Bam's got that really look. Like, really?
I just wanted to ask you about Damian Lillard. Yeah. What the hell does this mean? One guy said, where there is smoke, there is Tobin.
You're a four-alarm blaze, man.
I'm done.
You're a four-alarm blaze.
What does that mean? I'm not
a... You're a fire. You douse things. You burn things.
Tobin, don't act like this is the first time you've ever heard of this.
Where there is smoke, there is Tobin?
Yeah, you're a fire.
Yeah.
You're a heavy fireball.
Right. You're doing too much, bro. Relax and stop spreading bull bleep for clicks.
Smoke bin. That's not a good one.
Tobin
good one,
trolling too hard. Dude about to demand a trade.
It's not even that. It's like Tobin is the only person on planet Earth that thinks I'm just having a good time and everybody else is miserable. And he hasn't figured out yet that, no, you're not making people laugh. You're making people mad.
That Tobin bleep need to shut the bleep up.
Wait, what is that number of comments underneath?
A lot, dude. A lot. I'll send you the, I'm Jennifer, a lot, dude. I'll send you the link right now so you can look at all the mentions.
This was last week. You didn't even have a time to catch up.
This is 2 weeks.
2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks.
2 weeks ago.
I'm telling
but
you guys.
You know what it is, too? Is that the people in the chat right here, they just shrug it off and go, that's Tobin, right? But the friends people don't understand that he's like this all the time.
Hmm. I just didn't think that people would be this
bad. That's so wrong.
Poor Tobin. Big heart, little shirt.
What are you, Winnie the Pooh?
Little shirt is crazy.
That's Winnie the Pooh. Yeah. Are you Tobin the Pooh? You Toby the Pooh. Yeah. Jay Gatto, you know what I need right now? I need a Toby the Pooh.
He gone. He didn't even mention the snakes and gators.
Yeah, no, we ain't talking about the gators.
Oof.
Well, they're not. Yeah. Wait a minute. You know he's going to buy. You know whatever home
he's
going to
buy. He's going to live on the water.
Yeah, he's going to live by the water. He's going to see some gators.
Saltwater gators.
Yo, what if Yana starts reconsidering things? Like, I don't know. All these animals next to me.
I love the picture that they put of me calling the police to get Tova, and it's just like someone in the background with the phone, like immediately.
Like Deep Pasquale?
Great hair, man.
Great hair.
All these years,
Pros
still
pro.
Has unbelievable hair, man.
Pro's pro. Oh, Vlad, one of your friends responded, just said Nixon 5.
Yeah, I mean, he's right.
But guys, that's what you would say. That's
what
you
would
say.
By the way,
that's why they say it to
Nick,
you.
As a Nick lover, I got to give Tobin credit. Like, all of a sudden, you've seen all these in 5. The first person I ever heard saying in 5 was Tobin. Always saying Heat in 5.
You know, there was someone in the parking lot of our the Citadel mm-hmm. that had a license plate that said Heat in 5.
Yeah,
God, that's great.
So I think, Tobin, you deserve your props
your
for always being the first.
Remember the Suns in 4 guy? Remember that when he punched out the guy? Was it in Denver?
Yeah. No, because they did win. Suns did sweep in 4.
Yeah, they
right?
swept, and you just go Suns in 4 after he punched the guy's
lights out.
Was
it the Clippers?
It might have been the Clippers.
Yeah,
because
it was the Western Conference Finals, I believe. Yeah. Might have been a Clipper.
Well, I don't agree with these takes.
You know what he's? You know what's funny? If Davion's like, hey, I mean, Giannis is like, so Davion, these lizards, do you know anything about that?
No, Davion going to say, bro, they're not lizards. They're iguanas.
Oh, what happens? Like,
what'd you say?
Well, when it gets cold, Giannis, they freeze. And you think they're dead, but they're not. So don't touch them and bring them someplace warm because
they'll come back alive.
Let's back up.
After the first couple of conversations with Giannis and lizards, you think he's going to approach one?
I think by the end of this, we should get him to approach one.
You want to?
That was my whole hope, is that we could bring him to a point where he wouldn't be scared anymore, you know? That's what I was hopeful for.
They don't attack. They run away. So from that standpoint, you'll realize that they run away.
Did you ever tell him that?
The what?
No.
You never got to that
part of
the
conversation.
No, he was petrified, J-Fig.
I know.
The man was like, are you? Like he looked at the Miami Heat media relations people like, is this true?
They're in your yard?
Is this true? And then I bet you that guy's like, yeah, it is true.
You're like, yeah, they're invasive.
I don't know anything about this.
Now he knows. It's good to know things.
That's crazy. He's 6'11", 250 pounds, one of the top, most in-shape athletes of all time. But a little green lizard.
I mean, some of them are pretty big.
A little green lizard.
All right, let me not say green lizards get him shaken.
I think it was when I showed him the picture of me holding it. He was very confused. He's like, and I think what went in his mind immediately was intangibles.
Absolutely. You know what I want to do now? I want to take Giannis to Roundup now.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Could you imagine Giannis and Roundup? Because I want him to see the intangibles that he's going to be dealing with.
That'll be interesting. Can we make this happen?
That would be great.
I apologize. I promise I will tone down the animal shenanigans for Giannis until he signs the extension.
It's too late. Like what you said with Jimmy. I'm not going to ask him no more.
He
already gone.
Did you not hear what he just said? Till he signs the extension. So he's just going to be very nice, but once he knows that he's there for another extra 3 or 4 years.
Once he's locked in.
Can I ask you a question?
He shows up to media day with an iguana.
When does an extension mean you can't make a stink and get out of a team, off a team?
In a briefcase.
Not for lizards. Listen, if Pat Riley thought that lizards were really going to scare Giannis away, he'd have armed security.
He got
security.
Enough money to have a guy for that.
Yeah, he'd have a guy there. Trust me. He goes, don't worry, Giannis. He goes, I got it.
They called Tobin.
They'd call. He'd call Python Cowboy or somebody like that and be like, hey, I need you with the...
Tobin.
I'd do it if he needed me to. If Pat needed me to eradicate the lizard problem at Giannis's house, I'd do it.
You can't eradicate it.
Yeah, you could try.
They just run away, and then when you leave, they come back.
I'm telling you Leroy, I haven't seen an iguana in my yard in years. Sonny Bay and I cleared out the problem. We already have the reputation.
What did you do, though?
My dogs, ever since my dog ate the first one, the other ones don't come around.
What did I do? I kept catching them, and she kept catching them, and she was shaking them like a rag doll. She's mean.
Yeah. They don't stop showing up in my backyard. They don't care.
I don't mean to be rude.
Well, I mean, we're sending...
Scooby is not the most intimidating dog in the world.
I'm sending Zeus and Dre, and you're sending out Scooby.
The iguanas are bigger than Scooby. What do you
Scooby,
mean?
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Send out there.
I mean, that's the problem.
You got to defend...
Why don't you get something with a little more weight on them?
Right. Now, Sunny's vicious. She gets so mad. If I get one and she doesn't get to play with it, she gets so mad at me. She's like, you're a ball hog, dude.
My dogs think they can go and knock the trees around and iguana fall out.
Oh, yeah. They're stupid creatures.
You know, if I was fans of an opposing team coming to Miami, I would dress up like a
someone's going to do it, right?
Like a iguana, just be like this frozen.
That would be really funny if somebody did do that.
Glad you built like an iguana.
True.
Me and Toby can't do that.
No.
Somebody has to do that behind a free throw.
But
line.
I could wipe my ass, though.
Without the stranger.
Enough with that, Toby.
What? Sorry, dude. I apologize.
What
are you doing? like, he snuck it by the first time. He's like, oh, like, what are we doing?
Noah.
Yeah. So when you go hunting, when you go camping, do you like eat the beans out of the can over the hot fire?
Stop watching TV, man.
Like with the can opener? That's good right there.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Crazy. What a time. What a time to be alive. Well, I apologize everybody I angered. I haven't been on Twitter in 2 weeks, but it's good to be back.
They're probably like, he didn't even respond.
Yeah, he didn't even respond. That's impressive. People thought I went into hiding.
Wait, I'm shocked
first
that nobody. I'm shocked nobody
first
asked
Jimmy,
you.
Jimmy, and now you're doing it with Giannis.
It's with Bill Simmons, and after everything he was saying about Miami media.
Oh, I don't even know.
I thought he might have been talking about you. Since you always have something to say about him.
I mean, he's just a baby, and he's been unbelievably wrong the entire summer. Like, I would be in a bad mood, too. He's supposed to be looked upon as some kind of source, and it's like. I think Giannis is going to go to Boston. He's going to go to Golden State. I mean, there's no shot he goes to Miami. Oh, he's on Miami? Well, Jaylen Brown's not getting traded. Oh, wait, he got traded? Oh, okay. LeBron is definitely going back to Cleveland. Oh, wait, no. He literally has been wrong about everything this summer. He's just got to he's got to get out of his feelings.
Oh, they implicated you on the Tyler leak.
Whoa, dude, that's not true. I didn't do that.
Because you was the guy who called out his burner.
It's not a burner. Everybody knows it's him. Everybody, I've moved on.
You got him slapped.
I didn't get him slapped. That's ridiculous.
That's a crazy assumption.
You got him slapped. You got Jimmy Jimmy gone.
Stop acting like I'm some agent of chaos.
You got Tyler slapped, and now you're trying to run Giannis out of town. Do you like basketball, dude?
Dude, I did not. I am not responsible for anything with that.
Really?
Nope.
You're not responsible for that Jimmy thing.
Are you responsible for Jimmy?
Oh, definitely not, dude.
Jimmy, the look, Tobin, the look that he gave you.
That's Pat Riley's fault, not mine.
Oh, now you blame me, Riley?
It is Pat Riley's fault.
So is it Pat Riley's fault, or is it you for running back to Jimmy?
Like a snitch.
I didn't run back like a snitch.
Like a snitch.
You did.
I got to go. I don't sound like that.
Jimmy, Pat Riley has said, Dad, you should keep your damn mouth shut.
That's you did say that. You did say that. You did say Pat Riley said.
I didn't say that. I said to Pat Riley, Jimmy said, and then I said to Jimmy, have you spoken to Pat? He said no. No comment. Next.
Well, so, actually, his words were. No, and no comment mean he know exactly what Pat Riley
his actual
said.
Words were, burn a hole through my head with his look, and then next.
Okay. So is this your final words until next week?
Yep.
Because you're gone the next 2 days.
Yep.
Have a good time.
Thank you.
Can you now say that you were wrong about the whole Jimmy situation?
Absolutely not. No. I gotta go grow a beard. I'll talk to you guys later.